honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
When I was a kid, I used to drive my parents crazy because I was so incredibly finicky. Now, I got lucky because my daughter will try anything. Now, doesn't mean she'll always eat it after that, but at least she'll try it. Andrea, what about your kids? How are they about trying new foods?
Well, I have some kids. Well, some. I have three altogether. One of them is really great. And then I have two other ones that are extremely picky. So I'm very excited to hear what we have, what we're going to talk about today.
Well, Jennifer Tyler Lee joins us. She's the author of the 52 New Foods Challenge, and it really is going to help you with mealtime and getting your kids to try new things. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there. It's such a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you on. And I should add the full title of the book is The 52 New Foods Challenge, a family cooking adventure for each week of the year. See, that is so clever. So you take a food and each week you introduce a new food. And tell us how you came up with this.
That's it. So like you, this struggle started at my family table. My kids, my daughter in particular, love to eat white foods only. And dinner was a huge struggle. Now, parents across the nation struggle with this same problem, but it's part of a much bigger issue, right? We are in the middle of a massive health epidemic. Most of our meals are eaten away from the home. Processed foods are at an all-time high. In order to set our kids up, and really all of us up for a lifetime of healthy habits, we need to cook wholesome foods at home and learn how to make them taste delicious so that everyone at your table will eat them. That's what the book is about.
And that's a really good point. So give us some tips. Like, tell me, so for my finicky daughter who won't eat anything except for carbs and lasagna, you know, tell me what we could do to make life or dinner more interesting for her. And also tips to get them to try things.
That's it. So the 52 Foods Challenge is all about cooking together as a family. Now, I know I'm a busy mom. You ladies are busy moms. I know that can feel really overwhelming. But think about this. 30 minutes once a week, and cooking is like a craft activity where you set up what you're going to cook together at a low-down kids' table. You let the kids explore and experiment. It's not about the perfect recipe. It's about building confidence and inspiring curiosity. And when you do that, it reduces all the stress. You're not pushing for tasters of anything. All you're trying to do is have a positive experience around food. And series of small positive experiences is going to lead you to the big, long-lasting change that we need. So that's the heart of this whole program, right? It's all centered on cooking. But there are some other easy things that you can do just to kind of get out of the starting block. So the first thing I tell parents is new doesn't have to mean an unfamiliar food. New can mean a familiar food like apples prepared in a new way. Like baked apple chips, for example. Super simple, incredibly delicious, and a great way to wean yourself off of packaged products, right? That might be something that you would normally buy packaged at the store.
Yeah, that's true. And like kale chips, and there's so many things now that you can buy them at the store, but they can be expensive. So it's really nice when you can make your own. And sometimes kids and adults are just craving that, you know, crispy kind of thing. Andrea, do your kids like, do they like salty or more sugary or both?
Oh, they probably, I mean, depending on the child, they like both. And I'm a big fan of the crunchy, too. And I think just adding that little bit of crunch makes a really big difference, in my opinion.
That's it. And when you make these things at home, they just taste so much better. And especially when you're dealing with kids, but really any of the finicky eaters at your table. So the finicky eater could be an adult in some families, right? It's not
yeah,
just kids.
So true.
But, you know, when you make healthy foods taste incredibly delicious, then people are going to eat them. If they don't taste amazing, you're not going to win. So what I've done with the book, there's 150 recipes in the book, and all of them are easy enough for a five-year-old to make, right? There's just a couple of ingredients, but it brings out the best natural flavor in that food. And I offer, you know, three or four different ways. With each food, there's three or four different ways to prepare it. So this gets me to the next point, which is another really important way to start moving your finicky eater, child or adult, into a broader variety of foods. So one idea is to explore taste and textures. And this is really, really important. So with, for example, Brussels sprouts I didn't even like Brussels sprouts. My daughter certainly didn't like the mushy centers, but she did like the crispy chips. So we followed her lead and said, okay, let's create a whole recipe with just the crispy chips. And that's what led us to roasted Brussels sprouts chips. They are amazing. When I serve them up, I'll serve them at a dinner party, even on our snack table, and they're gone in a flash. They're so crispy and crunchy, and it brings out a completely different flavor of Brussels. Now, if you hadn't been experimenting, if you hadn't been trying it lots of different ways, you wouldn't have found that out.
Now, I always seem to burn mine. So what temperature do you cook yours at? Because every time I try to make just regular roasted Brussels sprouts, or I try to make them like you're talking about, they seem to burn.
Well, that's it. So it took a lot of experimenting to figure out the right way to do this. So what I do is you toss the leaves straight on the pan with a little bit of olive oil and kosher salt. That's all you need. And do it on the pan because it saves you a step and less cleaning, right? Because we're all busy.
Sure.
I pop them in the oven at 350 for 10 minutes. Then I turn the heat down to 250 and bake for about 10 minutes more. But I always have the kids watching to see, okay, when are they crispy enough? When are they the right texture? Because it's a little different depending on the moisture content in your Brussels, on your oven. Like, there's a lot of factors. But that's the general rule of thumb that I use.
Oh, I'm so happy because I am going to be making them now. Andrea, do you enjoy roasted Brussels sprouts?
Oh my God, I love Brussels sprouts. Like, they're one of my absolute favorite vegetables. You know, so I want to talk about something else as well. Like, tell me something to do with the meats. Like, really good ideas that we can make. I'm sure you have this recipe in your book that we could give our kids that it's fun for them to eat, but it has some type of animal protein in it, let's say.
Well, so you're raising a really important issue because to keep everybody balanced, right, you need to pair the protein with your colors. I call veggies colors because it's more fun for the kids. but you want to always pair a protein with your colors. And so there are some new foods in the book that I feature that are great plant-based proteins like edamame, for example. I've also got chickpeas in the book and lots of different ways to prepare them. But in addition to that, I've got what I call workhorse recipes. And that's where a lot of my proteins live because workhorse recipes are ones that I can put on the table and I know my kids are going to eat them. So they take only a few minutes for me to make. I know my kids are going to, they're my insurance policy that I am not cooking something, I'm not short order cooking for anybody. So there are about 15 of those recipes in the book that I rotate and mix them up with seasonal foods to kind of give them a different twist.
Oh, give us an example of one of those.
Yeah, so one I made this week that I totally love is a simple sauteed chicken. This one literally takes 10 minutes to put together. And what I'll do is I like to use chicken thigh, but I'll put them straight into the pan, saute them, right? And while they're sauteing them, season them on one side. I do a little bit of kosher salt, a little bit of garlic. You can mix the flavor profile with your spices really easily. So you can take it more to a Mediterranean dish, or you could take it more to an East Asian style dish. Like, there's lots of stuff that you can do depending on which spices you want to add. You season it, flip them, you know, get them nice and crispy on the other side, add a little bit of additional seasoning, then take those things out of the pan and deglaze it with either broth or white wine and butter, which is so amazing. And then you've got a sauce. Mm. And so that's one of my favorites.
Well, I think that we are definitely going to check it out. The book sounds amazing. And I know that people can visit your website. It's 52newfoods.com, right?
52newfoods.com. So there's loads of tips and recipes. And parents around the world sharing out what they're doing at their family tables. So we've got people doing 52 new foods from around the world.
I love it. Well, thank you, Jennifer. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.